For some workers in Cleveland, attending the symphony can now mean 2 extra hours of sleep. And we don't mean those of you who snooze through a performance. In an effort to boost weeknight attendance at arts events in downtown Cleveland, the city's Convention and Visitors Bureau this week announced a new program called Late Out, Late In. The idea is to get companies to promise that if an employee attends an arts event, he can sleep in the next morning and come to work 2 hours late. Employees of the George Gund Foundation will now be able to do this. Executive Director Dave Abbott says it's simple for those who want to take advantage.
All you have to do would be to just check with your immediate supervisor to make sure that the two-hour late part isn't a problem in any way. But this is 2 hours off. It's not come in 2 hours late and then work 2 hours later. It is a reward for going to the orchestra or to an opening at a museum or whatever it might be.
Driving the new perk is declining arts patronage in Cleveland, especially on weeknights. But the city's not defining which arts events qualify. That's up to participating businesses. George Gund Foundation employees will have to show ticket stubs to get the time off. Abbott says don't try sneaking in a Cleveland Indians game or the latest box office blockbuster.
But we would make eligible the Cleveland International Film Festival, for instance. But it would have to be within the domain of the cultural arts.
As for how often an employee can take advantage?
We're going to try it without a limit and see what happens.
So far, just a week in, about a dozen businesses have joined Cleveland's Late Out, Late In program. Some larger companies are considering it. Alan Dudka, for one, is not going to sign up his small market research firm.
Good grief. We've got basketball games, you've got baseball games, you've got tons and tons of things that people break the doors down to see that they get to work the next morning. I don't think coming in 2 hours late is going to make people go to an arts presentation. I just don't see that.
Still, the arts promotion is drawing attention. A spokeswoman for the Cleveland Convention and Visitors Bureau says a few other cities have been in touch to get more information. And this is the Cleveland Orchestra performing Beethoven.